This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Alva Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And we're happy to be back with you folks day by day as we come here riding Old Dan and giving out the gospel. The Bible tells us to go ye into all the ends of the earth and preach the gospel. And I often wondered how that was going to happen. Maybe the missionaries would go all over the world. But now we have the internet. And I don't know if you're familiar with the internet or not. I hope you are. You can hear me in Hong Kong. You can hear me over there in Tokyo. You can hear me in Beijing. You can hear me in Aleutian Islands. Wherever, over the internet. It's the most valuable tool that I believe that we can have. And the Lord has provided those things and given man a knowledge how to do those things. But I hope you're able to hear. And if you'd like to have a list of all of our stations, you might hear one right in your area that you could log on to. And streaming and sermon audio, those things, go there. Our website is radiomissions.org. But this is Pastor Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan. And often, once in a while, I mention to you that the Old Trailblazer here, the original Trailblazer, was Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr. He began to broadcast back there in the 1940s, early 40s. And then he came up with this little Trailblazer broadcast. And he was an old Trailblazer himself. He went all over the Southland preaching and teaching and holding tent meetings and those things. But he had this little broadcast. And I used to listen to it on the way to work when I was young, before I ever started going to church down there. And he had someone to do the sound effects of Old Dan, a clippity-clopping. And he would do the sound effects of different things. And we have some of those messages now. And if you'd like to have one, why don't you write here and let me just send you one to listen to. And then you could order them. I'll send you one free and postpaid. But then you can order them. Later on, I'll give you quote you a price on them. Very economical. You might just really appreciate them. Hey, he has more gospel in 15 minutes than I can do in 15 days. But they're good, fairly good quality, and they've been here a long time. And we have them on CDs now. We took them off the old reel-to-reel tapes and put them on CD. But this is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis, just going out riding Old Dan. And I appreciate each one of you. Many of our folks are send me $100 for a sack of oats for Old Dan. And so I appreciate that. Call me one morning here. I'm always at the office here in the morning time. You can call me at area code 225-664-8658. Man called me Thursday morning. Just as the broadcast went off here, we listened at 8:45. And he said, Pastor, I live out here in Tucson, Arizona, and I've been talking to you for off and on for a couple of years, and I just wanted to call you and tell me the Lord saved me. And I just almost shouted. I said, well, praise the Lord. He said, you know what you told me a couple of years ago? He said, brother, I can't save you. I can't save you. I can't give you my hand to shake. I can't get you to come down the aisle. I can't do those things. That's not in my power. You've got to look to the Lord. And he said, that's what I've done. I've been looking to the Lord, and I just wanted to tell you, so I appreciate that. But we're looking at this study on the total depravity. We often say that if you miss the doctrine of total depravity, you're going to miss a new birth. And if you miss a new birth, you're going to miss Christ. And if you miss Christ, you never be saved. Now let's look further into his natural state. We find that you and I, man, was conceived in sin, shapen in iniquity. Psalm 51 says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Every member of Adam's race is conceived in sin in their mother's womb and are shapen in iniquity. Then we find that man is a transgressor from the womb, according to Isaiah 48:8. Yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knewest not. Yea, from the time that thine ear was not open, for I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and was called a stranger from the womb. Here's a clear statement of man's totally depraved condition. He's called a transgressor from the womb, one who has had his own way and walked in his own opinion. Now, let me pause a moment and say that I realize, I know fully that this is not popular, but it's God's word. I know that man won't have it. but it's God's Word. I know that much of our religious world today is on a plane. It's soft-spoken. Nobody gets offended. And the Bible is whittled to pieces now. You don't hear our modernist preachers talking about sin. You don't hear them talking about total depravity. You don't hear them talking about that you must be born again. No, it's all a little social, feel-good religion. And that's what we are refuting. That's the error that we are refuting here at Trailblazer Broadcast. I've often made the statement that every child born of a woman is by nature a child of Satan, a little devil. Oh, sometimes we see that, don't we, in our area today of school and all of those things, and in our jails, we see that. But listen, spiritually, every baby born into the world is a son of Satan, according to John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. Don't get mad with me, my friend. This is God's Word. That's all I'll do. Sit here before this microphone and bring you what the Lord says, God said. Then salvation, according to Colossians 1:13, is the translation of a sinner from the son of Satan to a child of God. Are you a child of God? Can you look up into the star heavens at night like I do on the back porch, and the stars come out, and I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving this old sinner. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy on this old sinner. Thank you, Lord, for bringing the truth to my heart that I'm a sinner. And I had this lady call me the other day, and she said, Pastor, don't call yourself a sinner. Well, that's what I am, an old sinner saved by grace. Salvation is a deliverance from the power of Satan, according to 2 Timothy 2:24. Oh, the folly of anyone trying to deliver a poor soul, a lost soul, a child of Satan, from the clutches and power of darkness and the dominion of sin. Like that brother called me from Tucson. He said, Brother, you told me I can't save you. The old Trailblazer can't save you. And I come to find that out. And my friend, I know what we have now in our modern preaching, in our easy believingism, in our whittled down Bible. The preacher gives an invitation, brings a message, maybe a tender message, maybe a soft soap message, but he brings a message and he comes down to the end and he says, now, how is it with you? You want to be saved? Come on down here to the front and trust Jesus. Now, I know that's a modern way of Protestant churches do. I know other churches, other denominations, they don't even go that far. They baptize those babies from the womb. They baptize them as soon as they're born, and they call that salvation. My friend, I was reading a book the other day called The Other Side of Rome, and it shows many of the other fallacies of the modern-day religion. And one of the things that one of our predominant denominations do is to baptize those babies when they're little, and they call that salvation. And one of the things that this man brought out was that when a woman in labor, hard labor, and the woman maybe passes away in the delivery room, and the nurses, denominational nurses, are instructed to break the water in that baby, around that baby, and to baptize that baby. Now, that's how far-fetched we are, my friend. I could tell you much other stuff, but you write me, I'll tell you the name of that book. You might pick it up. Listen, let's look again. Salvation is only by the power of the Holy Spirit of God through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has ordained that by the foolishness of preaching, he will save them that believe, according to 1 Corinthians 1:21. Did you notice I'm giving you chapter and verse? No man has the power to draw one soul a hair's breadth towards Christ. The Lord Jesus said on one occasion, no man can come unto me except the Father draw him, and I may break the rope by pulling. You may break that rope by pulling, but you'll never budge a sinner one inch towards the Lord. Now, my friend, I know this is true. I know it. And I know that I'm a lone voice out here in the wilderness, like like many of our old denominational preachers back there many years ago. They were lone wolves, the old trailblazer out there, the old circuit rider out there on his old pony, going about from town to town, holding gospel meetings and preaching the gospel. They weren't popular. No, they weren't popular. It's just in our last 100 years, 50 years, that these televangelists and have worked up such a following, and they have this ever meeting is choreographed to where they have much charisma there. They have the waterfalls behind their back with the swaying palm trees, and the pastor is dressed to the T. His handkerchief matches his socks, and his hair is parted just exactly right, and he got on $1,000 suit and a $400 pair of shoes, and he's pouring out error, my friend, because he's saying Christ died for everybody. No, the Lord Jesus Christ did not die for everybody. He died for his elect, God's elect. And I know folks are ranting and raving at me about that, but one here and one there, the Lord is saving. In that verse we just read, no man can come to the Father except the Son draw him. Listen. No man can come, no man can pull you one hair's breadth towards the Lord. It's a work of the Holy Spirit, and we'll look at that in our next study. But I asked you to write me, if you will, and I'll be glad to talk to you about the Trailblazer broadcast, those old messages by Pastor Shelton that we have on CD. I'll send you one free and postpaid, and you can hear it. It's 5 messages on a CD, and you can hear it, and then if you're interested in hearing those old time, I like the old time preaching, don't you? I have a library of hundreds and hundreds of books about the old pastors. I don't get to read all of them, of course, but they're good sound. The old time Puritan preachers, the Spurgeons, the Whitfields, the A.W. Pinks. We have those in our bookstore here. If you'd write, I'll send you a catalog of our bookstore. And you can go back and read, and you will hear messages, read messages that go right along with what I'm bringing you day by day, that Christ died for sinners. Christ said, I never came to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And I bring that message daily. Let me give you my mailing address. It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And I tell you this, you can send your tithe or your offering here by calling us. We'll put them on your credit card, send you a receipt for them, and we have folks that send us their credit card number, and they say, keep this now, in the first of every month, take so much money, and that's my tithe. And we do that. It saves them time and trouble. But remember, my phone number here is air code 225-664-8658. Goodbye, and God bless you. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the Old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.